Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's my list. The three things you could have come close or maybe meddled in at the Olympics if you just kept your focus or wanted to. Right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. Yeah. You know. I mean, if you, you know, started off early and actually tried.
Okay. Nately, do you want to go next?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. First up, I have rhythmic gymnastics.
Okay.
So that's not like Simone Biles and all them out there. I can't do that. But rhythmic is the stuff with like the balls and the hoops and the ribbons.
Are you a good dancer?
I could be.
I mean, it takes an awful lot of coordination.
But yeah. When you were telling me yesterday or the other day off the air, you were describing the time that you were at a show and you tried to, I believe you put it, drop it low, and you fell on the floor in front of our boss and broke your, or skinned your knee because you landed on a bottle.
Yeah, I was drunk.
Okay, so you'd be sober at the Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to juice.
No,
Maitland or Marilyn? Who's showing up? Who's a better dancer?
Marilyn. Marilyn's a way better dancer.
Marilyn is your drunk alter ego.
Marilyn comes out when you are
dancing and drunk.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to be sober.
Rhythmic danced while drunk.
Did you just want a ribbon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I could make that look really good.
You probably could.
And the Disney Channel original movie, Cadet Kelly, she went out there.
Love her.
They were on the artistic rifle team or whatever it is, where they're flipping them around and dancing with guns. And
flipping them around and dancing with guns.
And they did a little they did a little ribbon routine, and it was beautiful. And I was like, I could totally do that.
Okay.
So that's first up.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Okay.
Yes.
What else?
Kind of along the same lines as Steve, dressage. I think I could do dressage because using Steve's logic, the horse does all the work, and then Snoop Dogg is like, wow, look at them. And as soon as Snoop is like, wow, look at what you're doing. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's gold medal worthy right there.
Agreed.
So, yeah, I think I could definitely do dressage.
Yes.
And then I think I'd be pretty good at the luge. You just sit. You just sit and go fast. And I totally could do that.
It's like what driving, else? But
yeah.
Less.
Yeah. What else do they do?
Did you go sledding when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Were you good at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What is skeleton? Is that two people on a luge?
No, that's skating. I think.
No, bobsledding. Isn't
luge is head first. I think
luge is your feet first. Skeleton is face first because you're gonna die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think that's why.
You're gonna be a skeleton. Yes. When you're done.
Well, mate, you stole two of mine.
Oh, did I?
But I had five, so I'm gonna go next. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fancies himself an elite athlete over
here. Yeah, thinks he can do five sports.
Basketball. Not. Yeah, agreed. But this year, they added three-on-three.
What are the extras you had?
They added three-on-three basketball.
Uh-huh.
And I was always much better at, like, driveway hoops than I was, like, playing varsity. Like, on varsity, I was, like, the sixth or seventh person to get in the game. Sometimes I started.
What's the coolest trick you can do?
Are you calling yourself
tricks?
You calling yourself a street baller?
No, I'm a driveway baller, and that's what three-on-three is. You play two-on-two, you play three-on-three.
He hasn't made it to the streets yet.
Somebody watched White Men Can't Jump.
No, I just have a lot of experience. I have way more experience doing this than Hot Wings does at archery.
Yeah, but
Steve does at equestrian. Have you even horsed, bro? Probably not, but I've played pickup basketball 2-on-2, 3-on-3 my whole life. First of all, in 3-on-3, you can use the pick and roll, but there's more space because there aren't people there. I'm going to be at an advantage of that.
How many Gus Macker tournaments did you win?
I won a third of the ones I played in. I won a game at a third of the ones I played in. In the toilet.
Like, we didn't even have to call you out.
In the toilet bowl. Yeah. No, but look, in 3-on-3 basketball, if your teammates are good at spacing, and they usually are, because obviously I'm going to be there with other elite 3-on-3ers.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to get the ball in the post. I got a good bag in the post. I can go to the baby hook with the right hand. I can turn back over my right shoulder.
Good bag in the post?
That's what it's called. That means you have a lot of tricks.
I'm savvy. Oh, I thought it meant that your sack was hanging out.
Yeah.
No, my sack
is
inside. I mean,
you are good at that.
Yeah, do you play in your playground shorts?
And they couldn't double team. I'm a good passer out of the post.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be hard to stop.
Okay. All right.
So that one.
Okay.
Now, I had Luge second, and I'm going to go with the same thing. In fact, after Maitland said Luge, I was kind of relieved because it made me say instead bobsled.
Damn it.
Because on Luge, there is some things I'd have to do, but in bobsled.
Lean?
Yeah. That's one. In bobsled, if I'm not the driver, I'm ballast.
Two men or four men?
Better make it four.
Yeah, but you've got to be a sprinter.
Not if I'm not pushing it.
But you have to push. Everybody starts off.
Everybody pushes.
It.
Yeah, but
everyone.
Okay,
is a sprinter.
I've seen cool runnings.
Cool. Yeah. No problem. I can keep up with sprinters if they're pushing a heavy bobsled.
You can't.
It's not like they're going at sprinting speed. They're going at running on ice speed with the leotard.
No, they're going at sprinting
speed. And I'm good at jumping into things.
If they were just running at normal speed, they'd just use regular people.
Hey, you know what? It's my list.
That's where they're using sprinters. That's the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
That's where cool runnings came from.
I think as long as
they wanted to turn sprinters into bobsledders.
They're not all sprinters, though.
Most of them are now. Yeah, they pretty much are.
They usually have one person, though, who's like, hey, you have a good center of gravity. You're smart. Keep other people happy when you're around. Like,
do you think you have a good
light.
Center of gravity?
Yeah, his name is always Cliff.
I have
or something.
A center of gravity.
I don't think Greg is much better than Cliff.
That's a good point.
I don't like
good
it when you call me Greg.
Okay. All right.
All right.
What else?
And the third one is.
Yeah. Synchronized swimming.
This one is easy. I'm not sure even why it's on television or in the Olympics, but diving. It's just celebrated falling.
You can't even swim, dude.
Yeah. Well, I could wear a floaty.
No.
No, that would create a huge splash.
Freebie.
Yeah, no,
it's all about
minimal
splash.
I would have a very small splash.
No.
I would, as soon as I hit the water, they'd throw one of those rings in, and I would see it in the water above me and hope someone would dive in and lift me up to it.
You just have a leash.
That
little chubby Speedo man
could
come in and retrieve you.
Bob the cap catcher.
Bob the fat kid catcher. I would get up on that diving board and I would be like, all right, let's win a medal. Gravity. And then jump off, turn myself into a pencil and slide right into the water. Nary a drip. Nary a splash. People would say, where'd that guy go? To the bottom of the pool, and it looks like he's drinking the water. No, he's dying. Get him out. Give him a medal. He's sad. There you go.
What is the tallest thing you've ever jumped off of?
His bed in the morning?
What's the tallest ladder you've ever been up?
Well, the Little Giant extended fully all the way to the top.
Okay, so like 12 feet.
No, and it extends fully. It reaches the roof line on the second floor of the house.
Okay, so 20
You don't
feet.
Have a second floor. We know this.
In the back, that's two stories because the basement's exposed.
It is. Oh, no, it's only partially exposed. You have no
Come
slider.
Come over and measure.
You
Good
fancy
Lord.
Fancy man, you.
We do have a slider.
So it's upwards
By the
of
way,
14 feet.
That is not applicable. It's not a pool underneath me. But I had no problem climbing up there.
So you're...
And to get a medal, all I'd have to do is gracefully fall off. This is easy.
I don't know
why you guys are a bunch of don't bees when you could be a doobie.
I don't think that you would have the guts to go up to even the 5 meter and then fall into the thing you're afraid of most.
Well, not now. I haven't trained for it. This is not what we asked. Could you go out and win a shooting medal right now? No, you'd be closing your eyes and firing everywhere.
But there was never a time in my life where I was terrified of firearms. Or archery.
I've never been afraid of a ladder.
Really?
It's the water that I was more speaking about.
I don't love them, but I mean, they're useful.
There's so many.
And if I was in an Olympic event, I would get over my fear of ladders so that I could go up and jump off that platform.
The
springy board. What do they call those?
A diving board?
A springboard.
Yeah, those look like fun and they do a lot of the work. Look at him getting all that height. You mean from the rubber board he's standing on? I'm pretty sure they're made of rubber.
They
are.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's my list and those are my three.
Okay, those are terrible choices.
I'd love to see you try to dive without any further swimming lessons just to see how it goes.
That sounded mean.
No, I don't want you to die. I said dive.
You want me to suffer?
No, just do it in shallow water.
I call that getting humble.
Try to land in a glass of water like that horse in the 20s.
Try not to break your neck in this 3 feet of water.
I'm going to go dive in a creek.
Have you seen the videos of the divers that have like the GoPro on them so you can actually see? Oh, it makes my stomach drop thinking about it. How high it is when they're up there. Because everybody's done this when you've gotten on the like the low dive and then the high dive at like when my dad was in the military, we had a base and we go in the pools, the military pool. They always had these insane high dives. Sometimes they'd have three. So the tallest was crazy high.
I jumped off the Cliff of Chagri in Jamaica.
Nice.
The Cliff of Chagri?
Yeah. If you look it up, you'll see I made it up just now.
Are you sure it's not the Cliff of Chagrin? It's like into a puddle. It is crazy on those diving boards what the perspective is like, though, when you go like on them. I've never jumped off of one, but from the ground, when you look up, you see like the 5 meter or something, and you go, it doesn't look that high, you know? And then, but I went to those before I was in an indoor pool, and I go, I just want to see what it's like. And just inching out, I go, oh my God.
Did you jump?
No. I didn't jump. I just wanted to see what it looked like from up there. And you feel like you are a mile in the air. It's the perspective is so different from up there versus the ground looking up.
Yeah. I know. But once you're used to it, like me and the other people who do
like
this,
you, where you would be, not a big seasoned deal. Veteran.
Kelly, what are your three?
Well, you know, I had table tennis, which Steve stole. Mm-hmm. And that's because I've played tennis and I love ping pong.
What about tennis?
I don't know, not with girls like I'm with Coco and Serena out there killing everybody. No thanks. Yeah. Then Maitland stole the luge from me. I just feel like because I'm such a good driver, I don't know why. I feel like I could really crush that.
And you are a master on ice.
I know. You know this. And free beer, you stole bobsledding. So these are my next three. It's okay. My first one is cross-country skiing. I just feel like I'd be really good at that.
You probably have a good stride.
Yeah, and in 4 years for the 2028 Olympics,
you could do it from now to then?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's basically large walking, isn't it, Hummings?
Yeah, it's large sliding.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm doing the electric slide the whole time.
Yeah, it's just
I'm just moonwalking to the gold medal, and I just feel like it's so easy. So number two, I want to be on a rowing team, but specifically, I don't want to row. I want to be the coxswain or whatever they call it.
Oh, the shouter.
Yeah, they shout and they steer just a little. Like they're
they have a little megaphone.
Yeah, they're just they're bossing
stroke.
People around.
Stroke.
What is that?
It's called it's spelled coxswain, but I think it's pronounced coxswain or something like that.
So maybe. Yeah, I've always thought it was just coxswain. Yeah. I have no idea.
But they just shout and steer just a little bit. They're at the front of the boat. They don't matter. So that's awesome.
It's kind
of
like me on my bobsled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'd be the person in the back, so it doesn't matter. You just there.
And I'm the guy that says, come on, guys, we can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all kind of naturally loud. That would be a pretty good job.
I really need someone to yell out, stroke, stroke.
Yeah, you've got to be in unison,
try
man.
Doing
Steve,
it without it.
But I mean,
the
world's best musicians need someone to stand in front and move their hands in white gloves?
No,
they don't.
They do. I feel like that's all for show.
Yeah.
Well, now
but I mean, you train every day. You think you know what the timing is. You think they would know what the timing is.
But the whole point
is. Yeah, but now you have competition and you're seeing what the other people are doing and you've got to.
Oh, so you got to speed it. Stroke.
Yeah. You got to make sure nobody's looking up. They got to be rowing. They got to be doing their job. Yeah. They start looking at competition, they're going to fall behind. See, this is why I'd be good at this.
The coxswain always loves to stroke.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Swain.
That's right.
Swain, I believe, is what.
Swain.
Coxswain. Yeah.
And number
you got to get the stroke right. You don't want to finish early.
Number three,
you don't want to row till you're raw either.
No.
Sometimes you're like, I want to finish, but this hurts.
It's important to get the stroke just right. Because
how could this hurt on the
inside? Yeah, there's too much friction.
You know what I mean, Steve?
Yeah.
Number three, speed walking. I can walk so fast. I love walking.
Yeah, in the airport, I never have to worry about you dawdling. No. You go the same speed or faster than
me. Yeah, I ain't piddle
farting
around.
Not like all these other short-legged or lazy weirdos.
I know. Malin, Steve, keep up.
calves did hurt
it
after the first time I flew with everybody for live show season because I was trying to keep up with Kelly.
Yeah, you like and Steve just running alongside of us while we're walking casually is a weird look in the airport.
It's like when I'm walking Muffin, her legs are so little, I gotta slow my stride just a little bit.
Yeah, because she's running.
I do that for you and Steve sometimes too, Maitland.
Thank you.
All my short friends, I take you into consideration.
Thank you.
But I do feel speed walking. I also have I just feel like I got the movement because, you know, you gotta wiggle back and forth kind of like a worm. And then I've got long legs, so I just feel like my stride, again, going right back to cross-country skiing, I could, in 4 years, I think I could do it.
You could dominate all the slow speed race events.
I know.
All the events where you're not allowed to use all of your skills.
I know.
But you have to develop specific going slower skills.
Yeah.
And spills.
And spills.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.